Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. We can be legends after all.
We talk a lot of cool organizations on this show that are worthy of your help, and we've talked about this one before, but not in quite a while, so I'm going to get Jim Elliott back on to talk about Dive Heart. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It was interesting hearing you talk about chronic pain, because that's one of the things that scuba therapy really addresses.
And Dive Heart, which you started in 2001... is to create that sort of confidence and independence, and people are dealing with that, whether they're children, adults, or veterans, right?
Yeah, that's why I left the media business to start Dive Heart, was to build confidence, independence, and self-esteem. And I had no idea we'd be doing research with university medical centers all over the country, finding out that PTSD symptoms can be alleviated by 80% if we get someone deep enough in warm water. Chronic pain, people with chronic pain for years can be pain-free up to 3 weeks. It sounds crazy, but if people go to diveheart.org and look at the media kit, listen to the TED Talk. Turning Point is a great documentary, but there's a lot of really great stuff on there that talks about the benefits, autism and scuba therapy.
I mean,
Midwestern University, and oh my God, who thought? But pressure's a therapy for kids with autism, right?
Right.
I mean, if some of your listeners have families with kids with autism, and pressure, you know, pressure blankets, weighted vests, sensory deprivation rooms, when you go underwater, it eliminates surface distractions. The ambient pressure helps them focus. I had a kid at Waubonsie High School in Naperville who was, we didn't think he was audible. He was grunting and making noises. He was out of control. And the teacher said, calm down. If you want to do this with Dive Heart, you better relax. So I said, don't put fins on this kid. He'll take off on us.
Right.
So he just sat down. We played rockets with him. We started showing him skills. He stood up. He drained the tank completely in 4 feet of water. Stood up, turned to his teacher and said, you know, I really enjoyed that. I think I'd like to try it.
Come on.
Our mouths fell open. I swear to God. And it's like with autism, you got to, like, it's all different, right? You got to find them inside there.
What a breakthrough.
Parents will tell you, man, it just is amazing. We work with so many kids with autism. If people go to our events calendar, they can come and see us at Oak Lawn High School, Lockport, and all over the show.
How many days of work do you spend crying, right? Every time you change,
I know, right?
Changing worlds.
All the time. I'll watch the media kit sometimes and other media on Dive, and I'll just go, oh my God, like the NBC Nightly News of Brian Williams. I'll forget about that, and then I'll play it when I'm presenting to a Rotary Club, because I'm a Rotarian.
Right.
We collaborate with Rotarians all over the world, and all of a sudden I'll be standing there and I'll go, oh my God, I'm sitting here crying because this is such a powerful piece. And we're blessed to have so many tools like that on the website.
Jim, this speaks to a story that Steve, you were telling us about earlier this week about sensory perception as opposed to misperception. So is it the water? Is it the just the feeling of the water, the warmth? Does it all kind of play into maybe a feeling of calm?
You know, we're doing two studies right now with Midwestern University, and a lot of the research now is soft research. John Hopkins went with one of the teams we trained down to Cayman and found out that's where they found out 80% of the PTSD symptoms were alleviated, and there's an extra output of serotonin, but you have to get 66 feet underwater. And so we're at the very tip of the iceberg when it comes to research. And I presented at a Grand Rounds at Duke, and they said to hyperbaric physicians, they said, Jim, you're not a doctor and you're not a therapist, so be careful how you talk about hyperbaric medicine. But we've had docs from RIC. In fact, we're working on a project right now with Northwestern University. We're trying to get a quadriplegic on a ventilator,
right,
on a ventilator, who breathes off a ventilator, to depth. We helped train the first guy who could go underwater in a custom dry suit and a full face mask, but his vent had to sit up on the dock or on a boat, and he could go 10 feet underwater. Now we got a guy who can swallow and equalize. And if you dive, you know what that means. You got to equalize as you go deeper. And Northwestern University engineering students and researchers are helping us develop basically kind of like envision an underwater camera housing with two ventilators in it and a gas block where you can switch from one to the other in case one fails. And we could take this guy to 100 feet. I mean,
that's unbelievable.
It's going to revolutionize rehabilitation. That's why we're trying in the Chicagoland area to build the deepest warm water pool in the world. If you go on Google right now and you Google Deep Pool Italy, you'll see images of the deepest pools that people can go to in the world. And you've got to have warm warm water in a confined environment to replicate some of the benefits that we've seen in open water. People can't run down.
No, and as you said, we're just beginning to understand why it works the way it works. I'd love for people to go to your website, get more information, help out where you can and when you can. And obviously, if you have somebody that you think is in need of this, ask all the questions you want to ask and get involved. It's Dive Heart, a 501(c)(3) not-for-profit that provides scuba diving instruction, opportunities, adventures, kids, adults, and veterans, and is literally changing people's lives. Jim, keep up the great work and tell people the website.
It's Dive Heart. Like Braveheart, only diveheart.org.
All right, man. Nice work by you as always.